Okay, so we're still here at the it's Hanover Key Studios, isn't it? Where you two, think? Yeah, yeah. We're joined by the entire band now. So we've got Edge, we've got Bono, we've got Adam, we've got Larry. Last 15 minutes of the show. It's going to be a bit sad. But then you're playing live tonight for Zane.
Yeah.
Can you just prove that you're still here and say something?
Edge. Edge.
You got, you see, you peaked too soon now. I got you out of bed early and you just you just want to go back to bed.
Go. You ask me a hard question.
Okay, well, no, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll play.
Ask me a hard one, go on.
A really hard one?
Yeah.
What do you say to the people who don't like your album?
You know, I had an instinct there. And I know that Pat will be very happy because I did not use an expletive. Because I'm a changed man. And I have learned that it's too easy to make headlines using an expletive.
Did you not hear Elton John the other day on Moyle Show?
I didn't, no. But I've heard him live that in person. And he is poetic with it. Okay. Like Sir Bob.
Your kids say that you're a really embarrassing dad. What's the worst thing that you've done that's really embarrassed them?
Well, they are too young to remember the mullet. But I think it's fair to say, a man should not look like his hair's been ironed. No, that is a fair cop.
Oh,
we had a couple of dodgy moments in the 80s. It's just 1982, I think, and 1984. Definitely our heads were elsewhere and our haircuts. But I just saw on the original film, Do They Know It's Christmas, you see everybody. And I thought, I had an embarrassing memory of the 80s, but actually everyone really had mad heads on them. It looked like a blow dryer's convention. It's mad looking.
So you went, did you go along, did you actually see all the other people recording the remake of Band-Aid?
I sent in my line on Thursday. They had a technical problem with it and asked me to go back and sing it.
You flew back, didn't you, to do it all over
I
again?
Did, so I got there. Jeez. And everyone had gone. It was kind of nice. But Nigel Godrich is there. It's a hell of a job he had to do this. And I begged with him, I pleaded with him, please don't ask me to sing that line again. Use any other line. Even before I left Dublin, I said, is there another line you could take from the... Because I sang the whole song, so they would have any amount of choice. I really never liked singing that line the first time. I really didn't want to sing it the second time. It's kind of embarrassing.
But Justin from the Darkness made it very clear he wanted it.
Well, he could have it, and bless him, and or Robbie or anybody, but Nigel and the producers just made me sing that line, and I couldn't sing it the way I did before. I've been through too much in this
You've inflicted too much,
business.
I think.
Yeah, and I just thought, like, I sang it in a very kind of calm way, and I hope people like it. It's
okay,
it's really not
hear
important
it,
who's singing the line, but really what it's
all about. And yeah, just buy the record. Let's listen to it now. This is Band-Aid 20. It's Band-Aid 20. Okay, Bono, what did you make of that? You actually, I think, were blushing when you listened to the line that you did.
Yeah.
Was it hard to listen to that? It looked like it was.
It is hard. It's, well, you just think of all the lives that are depending on people like us, sitting around saying, is that any good? Will I buy it? Will I won't? You know, and it's a very special thing to be a part of. Everyone in that room, I'm sure, felt lucky, and will look back on their life in pop music and think, I'm glad I did that. And everyone who buys it, I think, will have the same feeling. Bob Geldof, what he did, he ruined my life. The very first I heard that song, it changed my life.
Was that the point when you became more politicized, more aware?
Yeah, I mean, I think it started there and ended up then in finding myself in Africa, wandering around, meeting these people whom you never get to meet. And then the most extraordinary thing was when Bob played the original Cars, Who's Going to Drive You Home film, with that girl stumbling, and Who's Going to Drive You Home, it can't go on, saying nothing's wrong, that line, and this frail little child tries to stand, and it broke everyone's heart back then. And then she walked into the room. Her name is Buran, and she's involved in agriculture. She's the most unbelievable, this beautiful Ethiopian girl, doesn't speak any English. And you just think, wow. How, look at this, literally a person whose life depend, you know, is, she wouldn't be here without that album, that record. So
if you need a better incentive to go out and buy this record,
that's it. It's an amazing thing, and it will bless us all just to be a tiny part of it.
There was a quote that said, you two have to make a record that speaks the world because the world is paying attention. Did you feel some kind of responsibility? You kind of now at the stage where you can't make just a throwaway stupid record, and you do have to, your lyrics do have to have some kind of relevance.
We've made a few throwaway stupid records, but not deliberately. And, You know, I mean, it's an amazing thing to be in a band and have people's ears and be able to play something that you believe to them. We couldn't make a political record for whatever reasons. Originally, our album title was How to Build an Atomic Bomb. And I thought, you know, let's really go for this. But in the end, you know, it became a much more personal record. And it's just, I think when the world gets, when there are nervous times and there's danger around you, you draw closer to your family and your friends and your loved ones. And I think it's a record about love, really, and fear.
Okay, I've got some more frivolous questions I can throw at you because we've got about 30 seconds, right? This is from Philip in Blackburn, who's going off to Dublin 2 weeks' time. Which bar should he not miss? Obviously not mentioning the hotel, which bar?
We can't mention the Clarence Hotel, but apart from that, I think O'Dowd's.
Don't pretend like you don't know.
Bongo Ryan's on Parkgate
Street. I'm telling everyone where I drink. That's for sure. That's the one thing. No, there's pubs and churches. There's too many of them.
Okay.
I'm told I like to confuse the two, which is not to say I like to drink in churches.
Because that would be wrong.
Well, actually, I do, but I think about it.
Of all the people...
And it's a communal kind of a thing.
Of all the people you've encountered, including the great and the good from music, politics, royalty, whatever, who have you disliked the most?
Who've I disliked?
Well, any of you can join in. It doesn't have to be you. But is there anyone?
I don't dislike anyone. And
oh, but there
lying
must
sack of shite.
You hadn't let me finish. I said I don't dislike anyone in this band except the drummer. No, I've met a few people whom I've wanted to take a bath after. To be honest with you, just wash them out of my life. You know, but really...
From the world of politics?
In the world of politics, you find that evil is often not... It's not bad people so much as it's bureaucracy, but that doesn't excuse them. It's just people just disappear down the corridors of, you know, filing cabinets, and they avoid their responsibilities. The sin of omission is probably the most distressing.
Oh, did it? Right, we've got to leave it there. You're playing live tonight, Zane Lowe's show this evening, 7 o'clock in the evening. We'll be there. There'll be about 20 people, I think, in all. So, good luck. Thanks. Right,
tonight.
Your state of mind, Larry. State of mind at this moment in time.
At this moment, I'm in deep anticipation and anxiousness, and there's a symbol missing on the left-hand side.
Which is stressing you immensely.
Which is really stressing me out, yeah.
Adam?
I'm looking forward to getting out there and actually just playing the songs.
Edge?
Looking forward to Game of Two Halves. Larry, I just want to say, most symbolic drummer.
Bono?
Life is where we live. That's actually it. We our records are pretty good, but we're better live. And Zane Lowe is the way to go.